Happy Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to Vibing with Murph, a podcast about the craziness that is life, the challenges we face throughout, and becoming the best version of ourselves along the journey. And what a journey it is, folks. What a journey it is, okay? I'm Erin Murphy, aka Murph, your host. And yeah, like I said, happy Tuesday, me, Monday, but you know, it's neither here nor there. Vibes today, honestly, like I might even say 10 out of 10. I might even say 10 out of 10. I mean, let's say 9 out of 10, okay? Because like there's always room for improvement, even if things are great, okay? The bar is never too high, folks. The bar is never too fucking high. But yeah, I just got back from a walk with Buddy, Mr. Bud, my dog, and it's not even like really sunny out or anything. It's actually like a little chilly, but not too chilly. Like still nice enough to have some shorts on with a sweater. And I was just, we went for a nice walk and then we walked along the water and there was just like a nice, good, like healthy breeze. And it wasn't like a cold wind. It was a warm one. And I was just like, fuck yeah, man. Like, this is nice. This is nice. Okay. I like fall weather. I'm kind of done with the heat, to be honest with you. And like, I know I'm going to fucking regret saying that soon, but I really like the fall weather. I like cozy, you know? I like being cozy, you know? I'm done with wearing, like, spandex short and, like, these tops that make my titties bust. Like, I mean, I'm not totally sick of those because, like, you know, they look pretty fucking good. But point is, I'm ready to put on, like, sweatpants and a hoodie, like, all day or day, okay? So bring on the fall. Fuck you, winter, but, like, let's bring on the fall, okay? Let's get into it. Let's just get right into it today, shall we? So I'm going to give you guys a little situation here, okay? You know when you meet somebody, okay? And, like, it could be, like, a friend of a friend, a coworker, a friend's significant other, or maybe you're in a relationship with someone, and you just feel like, you know, you can't get in, you know? You can't feel fully safe and comfortable. You can't really break them down yet. Can't break down that wall, okay? Literally meeting anybody or like just having someone in your life, any situation, and you just get that vibe that they're just like, they're not picking up what you're putting down. No, they just don't seem like they're really into your vibe. In other words, you are getting the vibe that they just might not like you. You might get that vibe, okay? And let me tell you right now, you are in luck because I, Erin Murph, enchante, the fucking queen, I have come to answer your prayers and give you a solution to this problem. And the solution is to not give a fuck. To not give a flying fuck. Okay? Who gives a fuck if somebody does not like you? Okay? Instead of asking yourself, why don't they like me? Oh, why don't they like me? Oh my God, why? Oh my God. I think you should ask yourself, why do you need them to like you so badly? Why do you need everyone to like you so badly, okay? I've just answered your prayers again, okay? Because I can also tell you why you need someone to like you so badly or you need everyone to like you so badly. It's because you probably don't like yourself all that much, honestly. So if other people like you, then it will make you feel worthy and fill that void inside of you. But all you're actually doing when you try and make people like you and you do whatever you have to do that, whether it's changing things about you or saying things that don't actually resonate with you or doing things you don't really like doing, buying clothes and other materialistic things that you can't really afford or injecting your face with shit to look like everybody fucking else, all you're doing when you do that shit is showing yourself that you actually really don't like and respect yourself, okay? Sorry. Not sorry though, because someone had to fucking say it. And if you resonate with this at all, you know it deep down as well. But sometimes we just need somebody. Sometimes we need someone to wake us the fuck up. And I'm here to do that for y'all, okay? Don't worry. I'm hard on myself too. I'm not just shitting on you. I shit on myself too. It's about keeping each other and ourselves accountable for our fucking bullshit, okay? And little newsflash. Also, LOL. Ew, did I just say LOL? Wow. What have I become? What have I become? But anyway, like, remember, like, I don't know what you guys, but like being a kid and you thought like saying newsflash to someone was like the biggest burn. Like, you were like, oh shit. Like, newsflash, Becky. You know, like, you thought newsflash was like the biggest burn on the fucking market that day. If someone said, like, oh, newsflash, you knew heat was fucking coming. Okay. But yeah, newsflash here, folks. When somebody does not like you, it really doesn't have anything to do with you. Unless you're a piece of shit. Unless you're a fucking piece of shit. Okay. Every single human, every single one of us on this earth views the world in different ways and we're raised in different ways. And we therefore react to people and things and process things differently than everyone. No one person does this the same. Okay. No one person thinks the way you do. No one person sees the world the way you do. So you can't expect everyone to vibe the way you do. Okay. If somebody doesn't like you, it doesn't mean you're not a good person or that you're not a worthy person. It just means y'all don't fucking jive in the one way or another. You guys don't jive the same way, probably. Who fucking cares? Who fucking cares? Okay. And if somebody is just a piece of shit and literally has no reason to not like you and doesn't anyway, again, who fucking cares? Don't lose sleep over this shit, okay? Little hint I'm gonna give to you. When somebody shows you they don't like you or don't care about you, it's not an invitation to try harder, okay? And we see this a lot, probably mostly in like romantic relationships. Somebody straight up shows you how they feel about you with their actions when they wrong you or when they even say something offside to you or when they pull away from you and put up walls with you, or this, they just show you that they are not on the same path with you in life. And guess what? That's not an invitation, again, to try harder and show them that you're worthy or how great you are, okay? Anybody who is meant to be around will just fucking know. We'll just fucking know how great you are and treat you like the king or queen that you are, okay? Unless you're a piece of shit. Unless you're a piece of shit, then maybe listen to some other episodes of my podcast to get fucking straight. To get fucking straight, okay? Stop being a piece of shit. If you're a piece of shit, stop being a piece of shit. Okay, anyway, when somebody doesn't like you or treat you like they should, okay, that's the universe saying, like, hey, this person ain't meant to be in your life for an extended amount of time. That's like the universe saying to you, yo, this person was meant to be around for a season, just a season of your life, or fucking less, okay? This person came along for a short amount of time to teach you a lesson and be gone, okay? And be motherfucking gone. No, gone, okay? Every single person we come across in our life teaches us some kind of lesson, okay? Good lessons, bad lessons, math lessons. Shout out to Mr. Parsons, my high school math teacher. You taught me math and you also taught me a lot of other shit. But yeah, anyway, some people are meant to be in our lives for the long haul and some are meant to be in your life like that razor in your shower, okay? It did its job. It did its job. It was there for a reason, but now it's getting dull and it's not doing its job, okay? That shit is barely getting that hair gone and is giving you some goddamn razor burn, okay? Throw that fucking old ass razor out. It's literally giving you razor burn. Okay? And making you uncomfortable and itchy and just ick, okay? As fuck. We don't want to be uncomfortable. There are so many razors out there, people. So many fucking razors. Get rid of that old dull razor. And I'm not just saying that in like the sense of like, as a metaphor, literally get rid of that razor if you actually can. If you actually have that fucking razor in your shower. We're not just here for advice with people, folks. We're here for hygiene advice too. Always, always, always here for you guys. Point here is stop taking people like not liking you or not wanting to be with you or treating you poorly or treating you in a way that you don't want to be treated, don't like to be treated, as a personal attack on who you are. I used to get so butthurt by this. I'm sorry for people who get disturbed by me saying butthurt, but show Workaholics is one of my favorite shows, and they say butthurt all the time. And honestly, like it's a good thing to say. Honestly, it describes how I feel about things a lot. But now I'm like, cool. You don't like me? Good. Less people I have to fucking deal with. We're just weeding them out, okay? The more we weed out, the more the flowers we're gonna be finding, okay? And honestly, once you drive it into your head that this shit has nothing to do with you, Life gets easier, man. Life gets fucking easier. The art of detachment is one that takes commitment to perfect, but boy, is it beautiful once we're getting into the groove and the masterpiece is coming together, okay? Don't like me? Don't like mama? Don't like Murph? Cool. I like me. I don't want to hang out with people who don't like me. You don't want to hang out with me? Cool. I'd rather hang out with myself any day than be around someone who doesn't feel the privilege it is to be in my presence, okay? Don't think I'm funny? Cool. I have a disturbing sense of humor, and that probably means you're a stable person. Run now. Run away from me as fast as you can. Run away from me before I completely dismantle and disturb your precious and tender brain. Get away. Get away now. But in all seriousness, dudes, like, you don't like everyone either, do you? Why in the fuck does everyone have to like you? It's stupid and it's impractical. You probably have some people you don't like who you're just like, yeah, we just don't really vibe. No hard feelings. Just not your kind of human, okay? Well, there are probably a lot of people who feel the same way about you. I definitely know there are people who feel that way about me, okay? You either love me or you hate me. There's no in between, okay? And that is absolutely fine by me. Fine by me, okay? Stop holding back on being yourself or doing things that give you fucking life because you're worried somebody won't like you. Just fucking do that thing that makes you feel like you and expose the people who don't like you. Say goodbye. It was good. You will be missed. Not. And then notice people who stick around when you do these things that resonate with you, who that make you you to your core, and then love the fuck out of those psychopaths, okay? We like the psychopaths. We don't like the people who don't match our freak, okay? And don't get it twisted, okay? If people have done shit that would 100% knowingly hurt you, even once, you sticking around isn't because you're a ride or die. You're sticking around because you're dying for their acceptance because, again, you can't accept yourself. Don't be twisting my words, okay? Don't be saying like, oh yeah, like, well, you know, they're gonna make room for me in their lives because I'm gonna prove to them that I really belong here. Nah, you either belong or you don't. And if someone hurts you even fucking once, if someone is okay with hurting you even fucking once, they are not meant to be in your life and you are not meant to be their ride or die. You being their ride or die is just showing you how much you don't give a fuck about you, okay? Don't be twisting my words so you can get your confirmation bias going and make shitty excuses for yourself as to why you do what you do. Okay. We're here to keep ourselves and keep other people fucking accountable. Okay. That's what we're doing here. Okay. And man, it's a hard lesson to learn, but like I just said, if someone does something to hurt you once, that means they were okay with doing something to hurt you once and one times too many times, one times too many times. No acceptance needed from them. We do not need acceptance from them. Ew. Just ew, okay? No needing to be liked by them. Again, ew. More like needing them to get the fuck out of your life so you can begin healing from why the fuck you need the acceptance of somebody who would hurt you so you can wake the fuck up and realize that the only person you need to be liked by and be accepted by is yourself. Mic drop. Mic chuck fucking drop. And I'm not actually gonna drop the mic, but it's just, you know, for the emphasis of the moment, okay? We're all adults here, man. Let's heal that little kid inside us and start living the lives we are meant to. Who gives a fuck if somebody doesn't like you? Now, if you have done something, like I said, been a piece of shit, and you've done something and someone doesn't like you for it, I'm not saying you have to really care about it, but you shouldn't be wondering why that person doesn't like you. It's again being self-aware. And maybe coming to terms with the fact that maybe you haven't been the best person, and then even just reaching out, apologizing, and leaving them the fuck alone. Okay. Just leave people the fuck alone if they don't want to be in your lives. Seriously, there are so many people who, once you take the time and start healing and getting to know yourself and stop making bullshit excuses for yourself, there are people who will just naturally gravitate towards you, okay? Like, I'm not saying that we don't get things that are meant for us when we're not being true to us, but we're damn straight going to be more likely to attract those things when we are being true to ourselves and respecting ourselves. Anyway, Anyway, that's where I'm going to leave it today. Short and sweet. Wow, I think this is a fucking record. A 15-minute episode. You know what? I think I like the 15-minute episodes because they are easier for me to do and they're easier for you to listen to because all of our attention spans are fucking short. And if you're attention span. Oh my God, that is, see, if your attention span is anything like mine, if your brain is anything like mine, short and sweet works for us, baby. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. If you like what you're hearing or you know someone who would like what I'm saying, share it to them. Sharing is fucking caring, okay? And don't forget, if you haven't already, let's follow, let's subscribe, follow Vibing at Murph on Instagram, and we'll chat next time.